listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about how there's no special exceptions with God. And I want to read to you three verses from Numbers chapter 20. First, Numbers chapter 20, verse 1, which reads, "Then the children of Israel, the whole congregation, came into the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh, and Miriam died and was buried there." Now, verse 12, which reads, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, 'Because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them.'" And then finally, Numbers chapter 20, verse 28, which reads, "Moses stripped Aaron of his garments and put them on Eleazar his son, and Aaron died there on the top of the mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain." Israel had come out of Egypt in a dramatic fashion and started towards the promised land. After a year at Mount Sinai, where God gave them the law and prepared them to go into Canaan, they set out to enter the land that God had promised them. But on the threshold of the land of Canaan, the people of Israel stopped trusting God and refused to enter in by faith. God commanded that this generation of unbelief should die in the wilderness, and that they would spend 40 years in the desert until that generation was gone. Then their children would inherit the promised land. Now, in Numbers chapter 20, three dramatic things happened to illustrate an important principle. The principle is this: there are no special exceptions with God. God had sworn that the entire generation of unbelief, except for two men, Joshua and Caleb, that entire generation would die in the wilderness and would not see the promised land. Now, we would immediately think, well, certainly there's some exceptions, right? What about Moses? After all, he was Moses. And then there's Moses' sister Miriam and his brother Aaron. Well, God would make a special exception in their cases, wouldn't he? But Numbers chapter 20, verse 1 tells us Miriam died there and was buried. In Numbers chapter 20, verse 12, God told Moses, "You shall not bring the congregation into the land which I've given them." Moses was not going to see the promised land. And then in verse 28, we read, "And Aaron died there on top of the mountain," short of the promised land. Three people, Moses, Miriam, and Aaron, who were giants among Israel, had no special exception before God. This shows us that there were no special exceptions for the family of Moses. But how often people deceive themselves into thinking that they have a special exception from God. They somehow believe that they're a special case with their own special arrangement with the Lord. If Moses and his siblings had no special deal with God, why would we be arrogant enough to think that we have our own kind of deal or arrangement with God? God will deal with us just as he deals with everyone, according to his word. We can't arrange our own deal with God, or just suppose, "I know God says this is wrong, but he understands and excuses me when I do it." Every one of us stands on level ground before the cross of Jesus Christ. So today, come to God based on his promises, not on thinking that you have your own special exception with God.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.